Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Cheers!
Woo! Start with a cheers!
Whoa! You guys were together.
I mean, I feel
wait,
like we should
hey,
all...
Hey! Hang on!
You guys were late to the podcast tonight. I heard you were working on a song. Is that true?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Should we?
Go
all the way?
What
up
song? Yeah. What fucking song was this?
Well, shall we just go ahead and start?
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, Ross, we're gonna surprise you. You ready?
Go ahead.
It's pretty gangster. It's pretty gangster.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit
you fuckers!
You can't laugh at me.
You were an hour late singing Bieber.
We've got it.
You can't laugh at me.
Yeah. All right.
It was good. It was good, Rocco. I've never seen a big Mexican guy sing Justin Bieber.
As soon as you laughed, I fucking freaked out. Here we go. Are we going again? Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it. Look, I would love to hear this.
All right, here we go. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, so baby, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah. Oh, good night, everyone.
You know,
we're just gonna, good night, everyone.
No, we're
gonna
stop
go suck each other's dicks for the next.
We got. There's so many.
I feel like those harmonies were probably off because I couldn't hear shit.
I came
straight out of Compton, so crazy motherfucking name Ice Cube, hanging with the ninjas with attitude.
It's too late to go hardcore gangster.
You know what
after fucking dropping Bieber twice.
No, here's the thing. JT is really, really good at singing. So he picks up a pitch, and then we all kind of try and I try not to follow his lead, and then I start listening
JT
to him.
JT will do like a third,
right,
and then you'll want to go to the
and
third.
Then I listen to him because I'm like, man, he's really good, and I fuck myself
up. Listen, I've heard you're the songbird of our generation.
Who,
Rocco?
Me?
Yes.
Dude, certain songs I can sing. Like, is it like the one I was saying earlier? Was it
Ed Sheeran?
Was it? Is that? No, the one before. Is it Bush? It goes, so I can see you again. I got to do my, with the guy with the video is a girl dying, and right? He talks about, like, I need to be good so I can see you in heaven. What is it?
Are you talking about Fast and Furious?
Like,
I know what you're talking about. No.
Which one was I saying?
You were singing an
oldie.
It was an oldie.
Like,
it was a good one.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah. It was one that we've all heard.
We just talked
one that we, it's one of those come karaoke to us, you
know? Yeah. Hey, guys, ease into it, you know? Save a little space in those brains.
I remember it. Do you like pina colada?
Yes!
You show me the way.
Listen, we are amped up in the fucking studio tonight.
So I don't think people realize that. We
welcome
show up
to
early
Drinking
and
Bros,
we sing.
Kids. Yeah. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Justin Bieber's album is on iTunes right now. Go and buy it.
Hey, don't promote his shit.
Hey, get out of here, Ross.
You might as well. Y'all sang it for the first 10.
The fucked up part is I know Love Yourself the whole way through on the guitar, so if I ever run into him, it'll be weird.
It will.
We're either fighting or we're playing music.
Fucking. You're either fighting or fucking.
As long as he's the bottom.
As long as we're fucking while fighting, I can do that.
I'd fuck Bieber.
I would strum on his back.
I mean, that's one of those people that, like, you hang out with him and he's just like, he's kind of wasted. He's like, look, you want to fuck? You don't want to say no.
I get a little curious. You're trying to fuck me? No, bro. But I'd fuck you.
Would you? Yeah, I'd fuck you. Would you fuck me?
You're Justin Bieber.
Like, he's like, I want to continue hanging out with you.
I'd be the dude with the Snapchat saying, like,
you'd be like that Brazilian, the prostitute he slept with that took the Snapchat.
Yeah, the Snapchat when he's sleeping, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's my dick in his butt.
Just got that butthole, dog. Hashtag got that butthole.
Got that butthole, bro.
Got that hole.
My mama don't like you, bro. She likes everyone.
Got that dirty hole, bro.
I just put Justin Bieber to top of my charts, motherfucker.
I just blasted all over his.
Being like a Hispanic man with like curly hair, I've always envied that white man hair. You know, that just in front. Remember, like,
wow,
Zach Morris?
This is a lot deeper than I thought it was.
Me in high school was more like AC Slater, I wanted Zach Morris hair. No, you guys never had that. Okay, you're not Mexican.
Dude, I bet he has a hairless butt.
Hey, you guys, there's a full nude of Bieber online. He's got a hammer on him.
Really?
He does.
Why does he have a hammer?
Butt.
You're talking like construction worker.
No.
When Ross said hammer, I immediately thought large dick.
I don't know why that's exactly what it is. He's got a fucking huge.
You said that one actor had a large dick, and it was tiny. I saw a thing. I mean,
Lubin.
It's in the water. You got to give Orlando Bloom some credit. He was paddleboarding.
Cuba Gooding Globin?
No.
What's his name? Jeff Goldblum? What was his name?
No. Orlando Bloom. Not Jeff
Orlando Bloom. I knew it was Globin
Jeff Goldblum. A nude dick pic of fucking Jeff Goldblum?
I think I should leak a new dick pic of me.
I remember seeing a Playgirl in the early 90s.
Did I say that?
The blue Power Ranger.
I think the only person I've seen their dick more than my own is Matt's dick.
I've seen Matt's dick a lot, too.
Yeah.
I mean, more than I can count. I've seen it sucked a lot, too.
Oh, shit! Oh, my gosh.
Will that confirm or deny that one?
All the way up.
Hold on.
Can we get to the sponsors, please?
Yeah, Matt.
Do we have a condom sponsor yet?
We need a condom sponsor.
Matt got his dick sucked by a Softly athlete. Go to Softly.com if you want to get shredded like Matt Best and get your dick sucked every day. Wow, our first sponsor.
I'm sweating over here.
The best part about this podcast.
SOFLETE.com. You want to train like a Navy SEAL? You want to take a dick pic like Justin Bieber? Go to Softfleet for all your workout needs and supplements. They will hook you straight the fuck up, dude.
You have a Softfleet shirt on.
I rep Softfleet.
That's your jam. I like it.
Softfleet. Well, that's the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. So go to Softly.com. You can take a dick pic paddleboarding like Orlando Bloom. You can take one coming out of the shower like Justin Bieber. You'll be ripped. You'll be shredded. All your supplement needs and your workout programs. Get them there, kids.
Check them out. It's pretty cool because they do programming, and it's not like, you know, where they're stealing wads you see a lot of these days and uploading their site. They're actually very, very specific training. So that's what I like about it. I get mad in fitness when people want, this is what you need to do to get fit. Everybody has a different goal, whether it's fat loss, if you're going out for a selection process. The training is insanely different. Like, if I'm going for a selection process, I'm going to be a little fat going into that thing, but my ruck march game is going to be on, and I'm going to be a strong-ass
endurance
motherfucker.
Legs. Endurance. You need endurance legs.
So, and that's what they all do there, and then they have the supplements that they partner with the programming, which is pretty dope. So we love those guys.
For sure.
Yeah, man. And type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the whole fucking site. Next up to the show, I think Jared might have had a little of this tonight. You know it well. You know it's a fan fave.
A little StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Call in the fucking Strike Force. Pretend there's an Iranian boat out there. Call in the Strike Force. Circle them up. Bomb them.
Hey, you know what we should change? What's when your unit's getting overrun and you call in the fucking...
It's called Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow. We should change it to Strike Force.
That's
the final call.
We should final call Strike Force.
Final call Strike Force. StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Here's the only problem is the Marines are the only uptight fuck faces when it comes to rewriting the joint publication. So they would be the only ones that would have a problem with it.
Jeez.
Always the Marines.
My family.
So it's like, hey, let's change brevity. No.
Well, maybe we can get Strike Force to do a double shot one and call it the Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow.
I like that.
Do it.
That's a good idea. I like that a lot. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch. They ship anywhere in the world. You can get a box of 10 for $9.95. You can get one for 99 cents. I heard. Go on and get a subscription. We've all got a subscription. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every single order, including your subscriptions. Sorry, I don't know why I felt like saying it. That's sexual.
I like where you went.
Where you have no energy.
I know.
Go to StrikeForce.com.
Matt, you should read Tartarus like that, too.
Right?
In a world where you wish a motherfucker
would. I actually wrote
a
Tartarus advertisement today.
Jared Taylor interrupts with his...
No, I wrote a Tartarus. No, it's a video.
Okay, well, let's hear the concept.
Well, essentially, I call the man spot. And I say
the man spa,
the man spa,
spot.
Spa,
the man spa,
the Instagram.
And so it's like me on the phone, and I'm like, man spot, find me the purest ammunition in the lands. And then it's like this montage of him searching all over Salt Lake, and then he finally finds Tartarus ordnance under a waterfall, and it's glowing.
Oh, I was thinking like a pregnant lady pushing out a brand new bunch of ammo.
It's a 5.56. It's a 5.56. Okay, there's an AK
that would be
in
awesome
there. You must
if the
have
woman
a lot
was,
of sex.
Yeah, just ammo was shooting out of her vagina. Tartarus ordnance. TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. They also deal arms. Which kind of arms? Up to you. Biceps or firearms?
Baby arms.
Man, we are amped up today.
I know.
We're more motivated than Magic Johnson with a negative HIV test. You know what I'm saying?
We're fucking
he's had one. I think he's had one. I think he's had a couple.
I think Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
So funny.
And guess what? If you give a baby a Tartarus Ordnance baby, smoke him up and celebrate that baby. Go to warfightertobacco.com. They've got the finest cigars in all of the goddamn land. They're made with Cuban seeds. They're hand-rolled in the Dominican Republic with tiny, tiny little Dominican hands. They're well-paid. They're well-fed. And it's the company's 100% combat veteran owned. Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke hookahs. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every single cigar in the whole damn store. That's the only cigar that Rocco smokes. That's it.
That is. I tried some other one, but you know, I come home because I was out of town. I was out of town, but I came home and right back to my Warfighters. That's how I roll, man.
You're goddamn right, you are.
You roll. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you came back home, you took your kids to school, one of them's a little smaller, you wanted him to see up over the dash, you got him some books. You put a bunch of At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed underneath their bottom, lifted them up in that seat so they could see over the dashboard. It's the romance novel for dudes. It's the first ever, it's the best-selling romance novel for dudes in the entire world. It's also the first one, so... obviously,
you know, hey, fuck that statistic. It is the best-selling romance novel
in the world. If you like Airplane, if you like Range 15, if you like Blazing Saddles, pick up a copy. It's the funniest book ever written. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores everywhere except for Walmart's. And it's on Audible.com. And I did the voice, so you're welcome for my brilliance.
Ross, just so you know, when I was 25 years old, I won a powerlifting competition at 205.
You did?
I competed against myself. I don't give a fuck. I got first place.
Oh. But you fucking
okay,
won.
There's one of the guys.
My, that's my UFC career, actually. Yeah. I used
Congratulations. I think I won with like a 315 bench, so it was pretty pathetic.
For my first 100 fights, I only fought eighth graders, and I fucking had a 100-0 record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I one time in the third grade did a double kick and hit two kids in the balls.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Yeah, is that real?
I swear to you, it is. Damn, it was so funny because, like, no real skill. I just kind of was like athletic enough to do it. And I pulled it off. They both ran right into it on their sacks. And the girl, her name was Jennifer Kim, was like, oh, my God. And I called her Chung Lee.
Did you sneak back and drink some Lead Slingers after you punched two dudes in the dick? And we're like, guess what? I'm a boss
dude,
in second grade.
Third grade, I'm sipping down that shit. Yeah.
Sipping down that fucking whiskey.
Sipping
whiskey in third grade.
My father picked me up in a lowrider, and we went and did a couple drive-bys down the street. That's just how we did our thing.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Why not? That's the Mexican way. That's the Mexican way o life, as they say.
Which
as they
last,
say.
But what? I interrupted you. I'm sorry, Ross.
Fire away, man.
No, I was saying last but not least, the Lead Slingers whiskey. That is our final sponsor. Yeah. Until we get into the shenanigans. And this show, I can tell, is going to be shenanigans.
We're almost finalizing everything, all the paperwork for Colorado, where Lead Slingers is going to be. Boom.
Shut the fuck up. Will it be there when we're there for Boom. Freedom Fest?
That's what we're doing,
Freedom
bro.
Fest. Who's going to Freedom Fest?
I know we are, and that's. I hope everyone else is.
October 14th, tickets are on sale right now. Freedom Fest, dude. It's going to be a blast.
Freedom Fest is going to be a blast. It's going to be insane.
Did you guys know that
Brandon Soller from Atreyu doing Atreyu acoustic?
Yeah,
no one. He's never done that.
No, that's huge.
He's
going to Koo.
He's going to Atreyu acoustic.
We have so many little vendors there that are going to be helping out with a lot of the money that they make is going straight to charity. We're going to have amazing bands out there. We're going to have freaking Lead Slingers whiskey. If everything goes right, it's going to be. And right now, it sounds like it's on point to make that happen. And then we ourselves, Article 15, are going to. Get on stage at one point.
We will be on stage.
We will be on stage it's all night.
Are you guys singing Bieber? Are you singing Bieber?
No, we've been working on a few things. We've been working on a few things. Some things that are going to surprise people a little bit.
It'll be fun, man. I'm also celebrating my 30th birthday, so I'm going to be hanging out with these crazy fuck.
You've made it to 30.
I know, surprise.
Everybody's
I never
invited.
Thought.
Everybody's invited, excited. Man. Everybody's invited.
No, yeah, I can't excited. Wait. Yeah.
But it's not about me. We want to make it about the Drinking Bros. We want to have the first ever event where we all come together, we drink, we have a great time, we support each other.
It's kind of about you, though. It is, because you know what?
It's kind of about you.
Let's be real here. If Matt Best wasn't making videos in his room years ago, we never would have created everything
then,
we have today.
And at the end of the day, we're raising money for fallen aviators.
We are.
Yeah.
Fallen aviators.
Yes.
And that's
the proceeds go to the Fallen Aviator.
Angel Aviators Foundation. Yep.
Yes, sir. Amazing. So it's. We ain't trying to cash out. We're just trying to give some money back and hang out with you.
This is not about
assholes.
Us.
And
this
smoke weed because it's legal. Whoa. Not me, though,
yes.
But not me.
Yes,
I'm
it
a
is.
Civilian. I can smoke weed in Colorado.
You can smoke it on stage.
You
can
know what
smoke
is legal
it on stage
for the military?
If you want.
What is smoke dung.
What?
Dongs.
Dong?
It's a dick.
Penises.
Oh,
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's totally
like,
legal
is
in the military.
Is dick a euphemism for something else?
A dick.
No, I've never smoked a dick. I side suck one.
How do you what?
What? Whoa.
No, I didn't.
How did you side suck one?
Is that like an Indian peace pipe? Like an Indian peace pipe from the side?
I was drunk.
Was it the
what?
You call that the 4th of July, right?
Yeah, it's the 4th of July.
Did you use your teeth?
No. No, no. It
why is it called the 4th of July?
Because it's like eating corn on the cob. You're just
there we
so
go.
So if you're side sucking a dick, it's the 4th of July, or the it's the 4th of July.
Okay,
it's
right?
It's the barbecue.
Freedom doesn't restrict what you put in your mouth. Right?
Exactly.
It really doesn't.
Hey, you fought for this country. You can do whatever you want with your mouth.
Yeah, goddamn cool. Right. Hey, by the way, Kid Rock stopped his concert mid show tonight and said, "Fuck you, Colin Kaepernick." And then just went right back on singing again.
We need to do something with fucking Kid Rock.
I know. Dude, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Let's do the duet where, what is it, Pictures? I love that song. Remember him and Sheryl Crow did the Pictures song?
I saw your picture today. Yeah.
Oh,
I know that song.
I just went through a breakup, so that song killed me, dude. I was like,
he's just a whiskey drinking
American.
He's
a good
he
dude.
Is, dude. Right? I saw him in concert last year. He brought out the guy who killed Bin Laden on stage.
That's funny.
Which one?
The redhead or the other one?
I think it was the redhead. The redheaded guy was the one. But
we try not to say his name. He's on ISIS's hit list. So
well, yeah, here's the thing. I saw the CBS special where they put the makeup on him and shit. So when they brought him out, I was like, wait, is that the same guy who was underneath the mask and the makeup or not? But according to you guys, everybody took a shot at that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Just while we're on the subject, Navy SEALs. You know what I'm wearing tonight?
Navy SEALs.
I'm wearing Navy SEALs.
Wait, oh, okay. I've got a question, Rocco. I got a question for you. So I saw this commercial that was on fire today on the internet called Navy SEAL cologne. And I know you guys have dropped it. I couldn't tell if it was real or if it was fake. Is this a real thing that you guys are selling?
That's the biggest battle we've had today, Ross.
I've had several people
One knows if that was just a joke video.
I thought it was fake. Is it real?
It's a real product.
Oh, it's 100% real. Dude, it took us about 6 months to find the scent that we wanted to use.
Find the bottle.
Your commercial, though, is hilarious. It's hilarious that I was like, oh, that's definitely a joke.
We have several more lined up that you'll start to see it's real.
Hundreds of ideas of commercials.
But it's very easy to pick on our counterparts. You know what I mean? We have respect.
Well, technically, it's not even picking on them. It's literally because one of the skits, right, is like you can't get laid as a dude, but what do chicks love? Navy SEALs. So you use Navy SEAL cologne.
Right. So, yeah, it's not even, yeah.
It's more of like, it's actually more of a high five.
But I think since we didn't put that one out yet, they kind of like, hey, bro, what's that all about, right? I had a Navy SEAL no shit FaceTime. He was like, bro, what is this? I was like, dude, it's real. He's like, is it? Does it smell like shit? Does it smell like silkies and balls? I'm like, no, dude.
No, it smells good.
It actually smells
amazing. Smells like vanilla.
Yeah, it smells.
I don't even like cologne. I was like, what?
It smells fresh. Yeah. So that's the thing. Is it's a real product and it smells good. I mean.
That's awesome. The commercial threw me off because it was like Jared whispering, like, Navy SEAL, smell like excellence. I was like, wait,
dude,
what?
I was on the range last week with all the Apache guys from Fort Bliss. They were doing gunnery and everything.
Yeah.
I was walking around to everyone, just, can I interest you in some Navy SEAL? They were dying. Like, oh my God, you actually have that, like,
it's
in your pocket.
Real. Yeah.
Like, you're so presenting funny. Me a fragrance right now that says Navy
SEAL. Well,
the
funny thing is, too, is we run a super limited amount because it was almost our way of just kind of fucking with their other competitors in the space. Like, we're just going to, we don't give a fuck. We're going to make a cologne called Navy SEAL and release it. So
that's really fucking funny, man. I've been seeing it everywhere today. Everybody's been sharing it, but it's in the same comments of like, dude, is this real? I don't know. And one guy's like, I fucking bought some. And I was are you real? Or are you a plant?
Legit.
Yeah.
It's legit, man. It's funny, man. The guys at the Grooming Network took care of us with that one, and we plan to do more work with them in the future, and hopefully come
I love Luke. Luke is a fucking amazing guy.
Yeah. A real,
every
we'll
time
real
I've
corn.
Sat down with Luke, one thing that we could throw about Luke is he flew to Vegas just to hang out with us.
In
one
day's notice.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then had an amazing suit on with mustache.
Oh,
it was
God.
So
his
legit.
Suit was
the
so
with
good.
It, that's a businessman, and that's a businessman with integrity, and that's what he always says. He goes, look, I love servicemen, and he goes, I love what you guys do for our country. I wish I could have done the same, but, you know, everyone takes their own route.
Dude, he's just
and
always
he's
been so nice
very
to
successful
us.
Businessman with integrity, and that's very hard to find. He's also a family man, dude. We actually talk about that quite a bit, and it's just like, it's great to do business with people like that. You know, I don't care what you've done in your past, whatever, but if you're a businessman with integrity, you know, and you're just a good person, like, that's the people you do business with.
Heck yeah, man.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's how we introduce people into the Hard 15 crew, and Jared and I were having a conversation kind of about that, about someone earlier, where it was like, we have people come in and just drink and hang out with us, and then you get vetted through
that
process.
If you can't do that, you can't be in a business relationship with people.
Yeah,
it's
if you're the guy
hard.
That gets drunk and fucking pisses yourself or fucking tries to start a fight or gets aggressive, you're like, that's not
are you
the guy
about,
I want.
Are you talking about Jared?
He's
talking about the drum.
The drum. I'm talking about late at night if you want to piss yourself. That's your thing, bro.
I'm
teasing.
You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, we can't even have a good time with some of these people that come out and you're like, okay, that's not the guy I want to do business with because he's a sloppy drunk. And
knowing, like, I think in business, like, knowing what your reaction is going to be to certain environments and like consistency with those reactions is what I build business partners off. Cause it's like, I know you, Rocco, is presented with a situation. I'm like 90% sure how you'll react to that situation, which is fucking calming to me rather than like that guy's a loose cannon. Cause then it's like, yo, going on a main page, fuck you, you fucking fuck this. And you're like, whoa. And that ruins a brand where you're like, cause one fucking asshole had a drunk emotional night and decides to say, whatever the course is on a
we're all
medium.
Pretty good about like shutting it off and be like, okay, I'll answer that later. Besides Jared, Jared will send a fucking novel to a motherfucker and break him down slowly emotionally.
But Jared's usually on the right side. Jared,
no, you are, yeah, but I'm saying when you break dudes down,
yeah,
like, if you go on someone, it's like, oh,
you get
shit.
Aggressive, but in a good way.
Not crazy aggressive.
No,
though.
No,
I always stay on a very political fucking balance. Literally where you can't argue with the things I'm saying.
Like,
I would say the bad cop outweighs the good cop inside Jared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put your hands up. Nope. You're shot. Boom. You know, like, and I like that about him. I like that you're a loose cannon, Jared.
Jared's a guy, like, if I made a comment and then he answered, I'd probably remove my comment and be like, let's just pretend that didn't happen. Because he made me look really
that
stupid.
It was pretty early on, and it was just when I was getting introduced to Derek Wyda, and I remember I never saw Jared. He's always a happy-go-lucky guy singing Irish music. And we'd found out someone was using Derek's name to,
yes.
And they pretty much stole a fuck ton of money
he
that was supposed to go to charity.
$38,000, and the guy split 2/3 of it between him and his buddy. So he had marketed this fundraiser to get Derek his own gym, but when it came down to it, he raised $38,000.
He took a profit share.
Derek got a $3,000 check out of $38,000. So I called this guy, and I was like, how the fuck do these numbers work? Because how do you raise 38 grand? Because we can see that right now. We can see the number that you raised. You sent Derek $3,000 to start his gym, yet you sold everybody on, donate now, all this money is going to Derek starting his gym. But what it was is him and his buddy were essentially profiting off of
they're finding people with these cool stories and then trying to represent them and then taking a profit share, which is pretty gross. But I saw Jared in the car. He like went fucking nuclear on this dude. And I was like, I've never seen Jared that. I was like, I will fucking crush you, you fuck. Where the fuck is his money? I was like, oh, God damn. All right,
that
cool, dude.
Funny, dude. I remember that. That was crazy.
But that's cool. It actually built respect because it's like, all right, dude, this dude stands up and he doesn't fucking fall over on his back unless it's for a Jimmy John sandwich. But that's
I can
take that, you know?
Yeah, what about a body double for Jared? We should get him a body double, have him sub for people. Like like Hillary Clinton today. That's by the way, is that a real thing that goes on with like dignitaries and the like high-ranking officials?
So,
do they have body doubles?
I don't know. I've never done that.
I don't know, but you know she almost passed out today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they caught her while she was passing out.
She was gone. She was unconscious. Her leg was on the ground. They diverted the car from going to the hospital because once you go to the hospital, you have to have medical records of what you actually have. Right. So they ended up taking her to her daughter's place. There's a bunch of fundraisers in L.A.
She has a neurosurgeon that follows her around.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak too freely on that, but there is, if you look into all that stuff, there is like a medical professional that's with her at all time. And some people said it was epilepsy. Some people are saying it's like a heart condition. I'm not sure.
Parkinson's.
The biggest thing that
Parkinson's. Yep.
That people fed off of today is they say how she immediately reverts to lying.
Yeah.
Like how she blamed it on pneumonia, and then immediately someone came out and step forward and goes, no, she doesn't have pneumonia. Like, she's got issues. And it's just like, so what they spun it as is, hey, guess what? Every time something comes around this woman, she immediately reverts to a fucking sleight of hand.
You just can't be
fucking
honest.
Yeah.
At least FDR was like, Marco, polio.
Polio.
Sorry, Ross. I stole your joke.
No, I love it. It's one of my favorite
FDR
of all
American
time.
Badass. If you haven't watched it, that's one of Ross's great films.
Funny. Greatest dude, one of the greatest films ever.
You know what, though, Ross?
15.
The day FDR came out, me and Butch Rogers literally sat in my garage and watched it on the projector on my photo backdrop.
And if you guys didn't watch FDR American Badass, we probably would never have met or been friends today.
Because at the credit roll, I looked at the credits to see who made the movie, and then I emailed you 2 days later.
Yeah. Yeah, if you wouldn't have watched that film, none of this whole all these shenanigans never would have happened. I wouldn't be going to Freedom Fest for Matt's 30th. You know,
right? We wouldn't have made Range 15. Probably it would have been a shitty little fucking film. I mean, it might still be a shitty little film, but the greatest shitty film of all time.
Yeah.
No, it's crushing. People love it online. Like the reviews are fuck. When I watched that Popstar movie the other night, you guys had 10 times the reviews that Popstar had. I've never seen.
Hey, by the way, I spoke to somebody in Afghanistan today.
Yeah.
They said the movie is on fire overseas right now.
Yes.
Everyone is talking about it everywhere.
Here's the other thing.
It's only going to continue to grow, man. It's like Super Troopers.
It's also one of the most pirated.
Yeah,
it is.
Were some high-ranking military officers that did quote, and per the conversation today, they said, this, no kidding, is our generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show. It will live forever.
It will. I think that's true. I think that came from a CW4.
Yeah. So he said people above him said that. Nice. And I think that's
you were talking, Rocco, about the piracy and shit, and yeah. It's funny, like, you know, ultimately it's gonna get pirated. Yeah. Like you can't go through, but I don't know about your guys' fucking pages, but I usually check my DMs on my Instagram. Like the last 15
everyone
are all yep. dudes posting the link saying, hey, this is this personal guy's shit. This is how I reported.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
They're super so intimate support. On like instead of being like, oh, the movie got pirated,
no,
like
dudes
assume
are
shit,
like,
they're
hey,
like,
man,
hey dude,
we need to fucking shut this down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh fuck.
And
hell
I'm like,
yeah.
We know about it, thank you. That's awesome. But yeah. The fact that they're that engaged and give a fuck that it's getting pirated, I'm like, dude. Fuck, this is the coolest community
I know,
ever.
Dude. It's
yeah, so I want to keep making, oh man, I fucking love it. So thank you guys. We appreciate it, man. It's so fucking rad.
It really is. Hopefully we'll get to make that sequel next year. You know?
Oh,
we will.
Yeah. We better.
Yeah.
We're going to actually, Ross, you know,
I'm going to actually be.
I started really studying Broken Lizard, and I realized they have a lot more movies than a lot of people think.
They have tons.
They have been
but here's the thing.
Them out.
They
really?
Were not. They were not.
Is really
they were
good.
Not very good. Beer Fest was okay.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Beer Fest, again, back to, here's where I go back to that, Ross, is these guys are doing what they want. Just
yes.
like you do.
Yeah, it's their humor.
Just like we do.
Right.
Like, Beer Fest is a perfect example of them being them, and it was cheap. Beer Fest was easy under a mil.
Who's Hot Tub Time
really?
Machine?
Really?
Who's Hot Tub Time Machine?
I got a fun one for you, by the
that's
way.
All right.
What's up?
The same agents, my agent that's doing Matt's book, and also did a Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed, just sold Jay Chandraskar's, the old director and writer of Super Troopers. And on the phone the other day, he said, look, I got a movie for you. It's the second funniest movie I've seen behind Super Troopers. It's called Range 15. And he was like, oh, fuck, I'll check it out. So if we can get them on the show, that'd be fantastic. If anybody
dude,
out there knows,
I would
yeah.
love, I would love to hear their opinion because we've watched every one of their movies. I would yeah. love to hear their opinion on ours.
I, you
like,
know what?
It's hard
actually,
to say though, dude, because ours is definitely military folks.
Yeah, but
not,
they went cop. They went cop. They went hard cop. Like,
I'd be interested to see because I know people that are not military. They're like, there's a lot of inside jokes, or people that don't know who we are. They say there's a lot of inside jokes that like most people wouldn't catch. I'm like, I don't think so.
No, well, no, I've seen a lot of people that said. I've never been in the military. It was funny as fuck to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's how you look at it. I think there's certain, like, the nuances between us yeah. are built for 4 years of being on YouTube.
The
and
guys
stuff,
in Assuming We Survive, the that band, they're playing Freedom Fest.
Right.
They all watch it.
Yeah.
Only their lead singer was in the military. Everybody else was not. He said, still, these guys were fucking rolling.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure they're super high, so that helped. I'm just kidding.
And Jared, I'll be in New York in a couple weeks, so I'll try to get his contact info for you, and then you can hit him up, tell him who you are, and show him the trailer. So who knows? It's not out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, I honestly think that of anything with us, if the Broken Lizard guys kind of came in and partnered with us, not even in a business sense, but just as
a movie
sense.
Imagine if they paired you guys together in a movie.
Dude,
that would be fucking rad.
It would destroy. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
even not even in a movie, just in a soft sense of, hey, we all hang out together. Those guys would benefit a great deal because Super Troopers and the Broken Lizard series has resonated so hard with the military
dude.
Audience.
Yep.
Like the second that they essentially like admit that they're friends with us or
yeah.
like us, like
they're associated.
Our entire fucking
tidal wave of fans of supporters
would go,
of fucking
we're in.
yeah.
Either way,
it would be awesome.
I just want to keep making movies and be the next Broken Lizard, be the next Tenacious D. Like let's lock it all down,
that's
bro.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
No matter who hangs out with me, I got a glass of whiskey and some writing fingers.
Tag team wrestlers? Are you interested?
Yeah, let's do it.
Luchador.
Hey, I'm telling you.
We could go. We can move to Utah and be polygamous. You know?
What?
What's that mean? What's polygamy?
Polygamy is multiple wives. That's so weird you brought that up. I was thinking about that earlier. Like,
hold on. This is such bullshit. And
I'm ready to hear this.
I had a conversation about this. There are things in life, Ross.
Right?
Where look on paper, look fucking awesome. But then when you go into reality, you're like, oh, fuck no.
No, I got to please both of them?
Five wives, bro? You want five wives?
No,
this
dude.
Is fucking rad. Okay, fuck no.
I think you guys are wrong.
I think you guys are all
God.
Wrong.
No,
what?
You,
I think
no
you're
way.
All wrong. Absolutely. I think you're wrong.
What?
I think everybody assumes it's like, you have one wife. It's like, oh, God, I can't imagine having five. No. when you have five, they're all competing for your attention.
Oh.
So if you think about it, you have these angles where it's like, hey, all right, you're Tuesday, you're Wednesday.
Have you ever had
Thursday.
Two girlfriends?
I don't remember.
I so have anyway. Fucking
that was
sucked.
A long pause. That was a real long pause, remember. Jared.
That doesn't make any sense because it's the same thing. No matter how, there's innate jealousy that exists. It's like human condition. So it's like, oh my God, so Kelsey.
No,
like,
that's
I
the
love
initial,
her new,
though.
I love her new Lulus. Like, you just, you
that's,
know, that's
great. That's the
I'm,
initial, though.
I bet you guys are
but
super
what you're
happy.
Not, what you're not thinking of is, again, in polygamy and in this fucking Salt Lake City shit, like, you're married now. Like, get past that initial, like, I'm upset about this. Because you have the power at that point, like, I cool, can't. I'm not coming here Tuesday anymore. And she's like, after 2 weeks, it's like, now I'm lonely. Like, okay, okay, I'll behave. I'll behave.
I don't see it that way, dude.
No, I think,
I think it's difficult to
women, though. You can pin women against each
women.
Other.
I don't know women. See, I've been divorced twice.
Yeah, but you know the women how thing. Easy it is to pin them against each other.
Now you're just like, being vindictive.
No,
I mean,
yes,
like a fucking cult commander over here?
If you're a goddamn fucking polygamist, you have to be vindictive. And you have to pin them against each other.
On,
you're like,
I'm more
look.
On the side of like, I'd rather maybe not even have one ever again, right? Like, you know what I mean? Just kind of like,
I'm just saying, that's if, what, you know what I mean? If we're forced, if
you,
we're forced,
you already know,
four.
You have one. You know how it's not the easiest to please a woman because women are women, right? Like you know, they have their views on life. We have our views. We have our niches. They have their niches.
We're all difficult,
right? And so it's an interesting thing. I've not yet ever been in a relationship. My whole fucking life been like well, this
you're
is easy
dealing
as fuck.
With a whole new social fucking realm. Like where
I want to hear Ross's
has,
fucking
this woman has,
yeah, because so I've got a lot to say about
this woman.
Yo, Matt is 100% correct, Jared, you don't have the attention span for us for barely 45 minutes. Let alone five women. There is no way you're gonna like. I'm ready for all five.
Jared's idea of polygamy is like walking out from the computer room for 20 minutes a day, throwing a steak and having like the six women chewing it like a fucking rabid pack of wolves. And be like, the wives are happy. Lock the door and go back to the editing bay.
Have a glory hole so one of them sucks your dick and calls it a day. Yeah.
You don't know which one it is. Yeah.
That is not your life, Jared.
That
is
would
not
be
your
hilarious.
Life,
like if you had a glory hole in a plane.
Oh, you're like, wait, stop. Hey, who was that?
Hey, it's glory night. It's glory night.
Is that Virginia, did you take your teeth out again? God damn, that was amazing.
Dude, that's a fucking rap. Glory hole in polygamy.
Glory hole in polygamy. Glory hole in polygamy.
There's got to be one that sucks my dick. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ross, I got to hear. I got to hear.
I think we have the episode title tonight, Glory Hole in Polygamy.
That is it. That is it. Because that would be the funniest thing.
Pretty much,
it's like, hey, we're retreating to the glory hole room. Like you're getting fed up with him at the dinner table. Yeah. You're like, all right, that's it. Glory hole.
Everyone to the glory hole.
You got to judge each one. They all got a number.
That's a competitive space.
Yeah, that's a seven. Yes. That blowjob's a seven. One's like, all right, you're
a
four. Stop.
It's on
a
digital.
Knock it off.
You've got an iPad and it's a digital screen on their side. Like, so you're like six.
Dude.
And they're like, ah, switch.
The worst button on there is don't want to come. We're just like, I don't even want to come on this one.
My dick shrank outside of the hole back into my shorts.
It's like the Chappelle Show thing. Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
Dude,
I'm over it.
Dude, glory holes are weird, man. I've never done one, but I've watched a few of those. I mean, I used to watch those porns.
Whoa. And you just went back inside and grabbed your jacket on that one.
So
you
weird.
Left the party and went back inside to grab your jacket. So you've done it. You've done
I
a glory
bang,
hole.
Watch gay porn. I heard about it one time.
I heard there's gay dudes. Ross, let's hear it. Seriously, what is your views on this?
Yeah, what's your...
Even though you guys cut me off, I have the... No. Science on this.
Ross has
a... Jared, we know
it's
you.
It's a one-hour
we
show, know Jared.
I am identical with Matt on this. We are hand in hand in the no polygamy. Sounds like a nightmare. It sounds like an absolute fucking nightmare. Trying to pay attention to five people, different fucking kids from each one. Just scheduling-wise. Like scheduling them, scheduling the time. Like fuck, no. None of that sounds appetizing. You know what
the
sounds more
wealthy,
appetizing?
Right? Well, I think
they're not. They're not well. All of them work, so they can
I think
do wealthy.
There would be there would be structures, right, and tier levels of polygamy that would actually be a viable relationship, right?
the lowest level of non-viability would be four straight women, one straight dude.
Right.
Now you start getting the higher tiers where they're bisexual. That takes a lot of pressure off the man. But then that comfortability in sex, do they go outside of their
so that's the thing,
their religion?
Dude, I've watched the goddamn sitcoms.
No, here's the thing.
They all have their own nights.
No, but that's, see, here's the thing. That sitcom is the vanilla version of it, right?
It's vanilla.
Here's the reality of this, though. If you have to emotionally fucking really kind of draw those women in, like, that's fucking, that takes a lot.
Right.
The swingers life seems more realistic where you're like, at least, hey, physical contact, bing, bing, boom.
Right.
Call it a day. We all fucking happy
because,
and everyone
likes it. Because if you were at that level of sexuality where you could have four wives, you don't care what they're doing, that's awesome. Because then you have a living fucking babysitter for the kids. You have main bitch, side bitch, and you work that tier level.
Yeah, the like good blowjobs, the fucking good handies, the good sandies.
Like, hey, I got to go to the office. I got 15 minutes. I need a blowjob and a finger in my ass. Boom, you go to Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to fucking have a candlelit dinner. Becky knows what's up.
Becky can cook, and she wears short shorts.
But they're going to be getting side pussy or dick. I mean, that's
not only that, but like one is going to be hotter than the other five. They're all not going to be... Absolutely. Identical quintuplets.
You know that.
No, Jared's would all be ugly.
Jared's the one who's like, well, she's got a cute neck. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, case in point, Jared, who's your celebrity crush right now today? Who is it? First answer.
I honestly, like.
Who is it today?
You know I love Hilary Duff.
Yes.
Hilary Duff has been, and this, I'll expand on something after this, but. Honestly, Anna Kendrick is my new...
Holy shit, dude. Fuck. I told you about her before, and you didn't believe me.
No. Like...
Dude, got my ticket.
Yes. It's not even that. Like, when she was singing...
Two bottles of whiskey, fall away.
When she was singing to him on stage...
She's rad, bro.
If I got sang like that...
Here's what you need to do.
I got sang like that.
Her Twitter talk.
Check out her Twitter. She is
fucking
funny.
Yeah, she's really fucking funny, dude.
She says shit about like masturbating. She goes, yeah, why does everyone think it's so weird to masturbate? And you're like, dude, you got like fucking 40,000 followers. You're crazy as fuck to be mentioning that.
40,000? I imagine more, right?
She probably
has 4 million.
Probably
millions.
Probably 4 million. But I'm telling you right now.
Anyway.
Hilarious fucking chick.
So, her movie...
Who is it? Anna Kendrick. She did...
Anna Kendrick. She was in Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. The Cup song.
Yeah. But Mr. Right is like
amazing
my favorite
movie.
Fucking
amazing
movie right now. Like I watched it again last night.
And she has like 5.75 million followers.
Oh my God. Here's the thing with
it
her.
It makes
though.
Sense though.
She's, like, so she's not.
Wait, her last tweet. Wait, Rocco, her last tweet is, oh God, I just realized I'm stuck with me my whole life.
Yes.
Kind of love her, dude.
Like,
kind of love the girl.
So the thing is, she's not like the most beautiful woman in the world. Her personality alone.
Like,
she has a really fat chin. She's a very... what's wrong with big chin?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
She has presence,
she has a
man.
Fat neck.
Yeah, that's...
But
right?
She's
vibrant.
So much fun.
She's fucking alive, like, dude.
That's something with me. But I think a lot of girls, and this is kind of not to sidetrack things, like a lot of girls don't... like they think it's all vanity-based. And
it's
absolutely,
not,
guys
dude.
Like a fit body and ass, but like when a girl is just like carries herself, she's like, I'm confident. Fuck you, mother. You're just like, dude, that's
when they have an
rad.
Energy about them, you're
there's
like,
an energy.
Dude.
Yeah,
so I've got the game to pose to you guys, and this is what brought me to Hilary Duff.
That's okay.
And Ross, this is for you.
Sure.
So one day, it was 2013, we were driving out on the range in Fort Bliss, like, which is 100 miles out in the middle of the desert, and you're just in plains, like light grass plains with oryx and all kinds of weird fucking deer and shit. Anyway, we said, okay, here's the setup. You have a small one-bedroom living room, bathroom, kitchen, cabin. You have to live there for 1 year. Every Friday, you are parachuted in supplies.
Did we talk about this in the podcast?
Food. No, we never did.
Are you sure? I thought we talked about this in the podcast.
No, I promise. We talked about that this was going to be a topic.
Okay.
And then we never did.
Okay.
Every Friday, you have... either 12 beers or a bottle of liquor is parachuted in, and your food for a week is parachuted in.
Okay.
And then you have all alternate supplies that you can request every Friday.
We've talked about this in the garage
before. Yes.
Okay.
But we never talked about it on the podcast. So you have to
I've never heard this.
Who do you want to live in that cabin? So
how long?
So here it is, it's 1 year, but every other settlement is 8 miles from you. And then there's a center point that's 8 miles from you
that you can meet
in whenever you want.
Yeah.
So, but you can't communicate between. So if I were to walk to your place, it's 8 miles. If you were to walk to his, it's 8 miles. But
right.
It all meets 8 miles into this lodge that we, once the year starts, we could all meet there and say, okay, every second Saturday of the month, we're going to all come here and
I'd be
out.
Like every twice a week, dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'll walk 8 miles for this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're going to get bored.
Right.
But you're allowed to request odd shit for your drops. So if you want like tools, like if you want to build,
this is getting
pool,
real fucking complicated, yeah,
dude. This, all right. this.
So what's
scenario
what
right
wanting?
Here?
What's the main question?
We have to pick the woman.
You
that
have
we
to
want.
Pick the woman that you want in that cabin with you.
Rocco, so, Rocco in a wig. What?
I like that. I'm entertaining.
No. I mean, no. Yeah, we both jack off a lot. We'll do a separate. We'll have a separate things. Room, yeah. And then we'll laugh our asses off. That's and play it. Music. It'll be easy.
So is this so this woman is Jared's giving us a weird look. Yeah, you know this this is not filmed, so we can't say he's giving a
one
weird
year,
look.
One
look.
Year you're living in this cabin.
Okay, well let's do this.
You get to pick one girl.
So right now this girl is gonna be a famous girl, obviously as everyone else.
It
would
could
know.
Be whatever.
I'm not gonna pick
want.
Like fucking Janine Berglund from second grade because I fucking loved her. No.
No, no, no.
No, we're talking
it's somebody. This is where I here, chiseled down
I'm gonna say
to
this.
Hilary Duff.
Okay.
This is how I came
I don't
to Hilary Duff.
Think she would be fun.
I think she would. I think she but I've changed it now to Anna Kendrick.
So
now my cabin
okay, that's a way
off,
better
off
choice.
Off the top of my mind, all the women out there besides Anna Kendrick, I'm not going to take yours. All the actresses out there that I can think of that have these funny roles that are characters and this and that, it would be the redhead from the redhead chick that's
from
she's funny.
Wedding Crashers.
No, that
one. Oh yeah.
No, no, no.
Which looks
no,
identical
no,
to
no.
Anna Kendrick.
No.
No, the redhead that's in all these movies now. She was in
Isla Fisher is her name.
No, is
are you talking about Rachel McAdams?
No, damn, I love her.
There's only two girls in Wedding Crashers. There's Rachel McAdams.
No, Matt.
Jared said it wrong.
He said the wrong movie. What's the one with McLovin?
That's super.
Oh,
super
Emma Stone. Bad. You're talking about Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yes.
Really?
Ross is Emma Stone.
I think Ross knows Emma.
What?
I've hung out with her. She's the most friendliest person on the planet.
Yeah. Emma Stone in those movies seem very fun. Funny.
That's the thing. So
right?
this is
well,
you have to be 1 year isolated.
Same person in real life.
That's the point. Is that's the thing. It's like you're not. I don't care about the hottest chick. Scarlett Johansson would be dope. Like
you have a
Megan
kitchen.
Fox would be dope.
You have power. You have no internet. Like you are isolated for 1 year.
Right. Exactly.
So
I'm not gonna pick the hottest chick
you?
I've ever seen.
Oh, exactly.
Someone that has a dope ass personality, dude.
Exactly.
Oof. So it can get fun. Like funny humor.
No.
Yeah.
You could request firearms. You could request ammo. You could request. Like I would request pickaxes and I would build a pool like stone and cement and shit like that. Like you can request odd shit.
It would take you a lot longer than a year to make a pool. Like your
no,
own
it
wouldn't. Fucking
I can
pool.
Make a pool. I make a pool in a fucking
hey,
3 weeks.
Emma, we're gonna start digging this fucking pool, bitch.
Well, what would Ross's be?
I'm curious. Ross, who's yours?
Man, I'm gonna go straight. So if it's a year and this changes my whole way of thinking, and I'll tell you why. If it's a lifetime. Then you want somebody to grow old with. I think you go comedy and you do the whole thing like somebody you can laugh with, all that shit. If it's for a year though, like I want to burn it down with like Lady Gaga. Like just get weird
great.
For a year and be like, all right, cool. We're in this cabin together.
I'm over it. I'm done. Yes. Who's the chick from that South Afrikaans fucking band that we listen to?
Oh, they broke up. They broke
that's
up.
That's what Dionne Wood.
They broke
broke
up 2 days ago.
I would take the chick from Dionne Wood. I would take the chick from Diamond.
I'm freaky.
You, Rocky, you wouldn't be able to talk to her after fucking 4 hours.
Oh, I don't want none to do
with
her.
No, I'm taking that one because then I'd probably I'd bury her and then I'd have some nice flower beds from her. The soil.
You just have your own time, your me time. Like, hey, what happened to that girl? I killed her and buried her. Now it's
listen, dude, I would kill her probably in the first week and then I would be in an isolation chamber all by myself and I'd be loving motherfucking life.
Hey, I just did the isolation chamber, dude.
How was that, dude?
We talked about it on the last show. It was incredible. And here's the thing. So we talked about it on
he
Drinking Bros.
Oh. So he hasn't been on it yet.
Okay, cool.
So we talked about it on Drinking Bros.
I thought it did a good segue.
No, it is. We talked about it on Drinking Bros. And an hour after the show aired, a guy named David Vasquez hit me up and he said, hey, one of our Drinking Bros. And he goes, hey, man, listen to the show. I loved it. There's a fucking isolation chamber in your area. And I was like, oh, shit. And I looked it up. There was one in Wilmington. Good buddy to the show from Huify, Mr. Josh Harkis, where we record at, was like, hey, those owners are my friends. The first ever one is opening tomorrow. And I'll take you. We can be the first ones there. And
that's
I was like,
so dope.
Fucking A. Yeah, so
did
we
you,
went.
So you actually went?
Wentz put on Instagram, and
they have like the music thing or no? What did you do?
Yeah, there was the option. You can listen to music. You could have no music, or you could have two lights, like a light blue light or a purple light. But you were inside of a, it looked like a giant clamshell, and it was filled water with all the salt in there. The first 20 minutes, it was weird because you're floating exactly like Eleven in Stranger Things. Like, that's a real thing where you're like, oh shit. And it's hard to trust your body from not like, oh, I'm going to drown, because you're not going to drown. You were literally floating on top of the water. But after the 20 minutes was up, I didn't choose lights and I didn't choose sound. So it was just me alone in the darkness. And then boom, my mind started. I tripped out and was in another world after the first 20 minutes. And then they wake you up with these jets in the water. And when they woke me up, I was pissed because I loved whatever planet I was on. And it was amazing. And I didn't want to go back.
They wake you up with jets in the water?
Yeah, so because not to startle you. So it's not like somebody's banging in, you know, or like, hey, Mr. Best, put on your fucking clothes. Because you're buck naked in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you go buck naked. And the water, the water is the same temperature as your skin temperature, as your body temperature.
98.6, girl.
So you feel like you're just floating in this weird like chamber, and you've got about 2 feet on each side of you and about 2 feet on top of you and below you, but you're floating on salt water. And, you know, your mind starts to go to places that normally it would never, ever go. If you can remember that, it's a blessing. When I was with Josh, he didn't remember part of his, but he was going in and out of consciousness, and he was like, man, I just want to go back. And I was like, I get it.
I feel like it's Inception, you know? It is.
So if you get a chance to go, the one here in Wilmington was called True Rest, and it was awesome. I'm sure they're booked now, but
you're fucking my mind up right now.
I know, and they're,
I wanna
and
go.
They're,
we should go together.
They're it's a fun. Franchise. Let's do it. That's the thing. So I bought one for my buddy when I was in there because I was like, hey man, I want to go with you. Too. Yeah. But you
so
can't
let's do it.
You can't do it together, so they'll put you in different rooms. But what I will say is this. You guys start at the same time and you end at the same time. So whatever your experience is afterwards, you'll be able to chat about it. And you'll never get a more honest moment than right when you walk out of there, because you're like, oh, shit, what happened to you? What happened to you? And then the rest of your day is just like,
I feel like that's like the first jump in airborne school, back right. in the bus, busing back. That's,
I feel like
that's
your
an
first
honest
trip
moment.
On shrooms or something.
What?
I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what Joe Rogan does. Joe Rogan takes LSD and he smokes weed and goes and sits in there for hours. And so I asked the guy when I was done, since we were the first ones here to do it in Wilmington, North Carolina, I was like, hey, have you ever done this on weed or mushrooms or anything like that or whatever? And he's like, look, we tell people they not to, obviously, for obvious reasons. You don't want them to have a bad experience. But he goes, I will say this. Once you go in there, because I was in there for 60 minutes, you want to go longer. And they offered up to 90. And I was like, dude, it's weird you say that, because I want to go fucking 90 minutes now. Like, I wish I could go longer than that. And it's crazy. It was fucking awesome and crazy at the same time.
I mean, excuse me, is it expensive?
Yeah. What's that?
Is How it much expensive? Was it? Is it expensive?
Yeah, what's the price?
No. It was $59.
How much?
For 11 minutes? For 60
no,
minutes?
No, no, no. For an hour.
$1,500?
No, $59. Yeah.
Oh, 59.
Oh, I thought you said 59.
No,
fuck.
No, it was $59, yeah. And they were doing a thing like if you bought more, they were half off. So I got some other ones for like $30. For later on down the so road.
It's like a tanning salon.
I think
much.
It'll go
yes.
crazy.
And here's the thing.
Crazy.
So my here's
oh
my.
Oh my God, Ross.
My dream scenario Ross. Is to go on a Friday night right before I go to sleep. And,
No. We need to put Jared Taylor in there for 90 minutes.
He'd lose his
interview
mind.
Him.
He would lose
no,
his shit.
We need to put fucking IR
oh,
cameras
I would
in
love
that
it.
Motherfucker.
I would love it. Dude, is there one in couldn't. Boulder? Is there one in Boulder, Colorado? Please, let's find out.
Episode 101, bro. You in a fucking isolation
oh,
chamber.
I would kill. I would
do
kill.
It.
Come on, we need. Let's look at the fucking drinking
bros. I mean,
bros
I'll do it.
It.
I'll do it. But I mean, I'm fucking.
I mean, I'll do it
kidding?
With you, but I'll be
leaving
chill.
Me alone by myself. Are you kidding? Like that's suicide.
But and here's the thing: all you're hearing is your own breathing and a dark hole, and you're floating in salt water.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he'd shit I've, his pants.
I've done some weird shit.
Yeah, I would, dude. We've got to. I would. 100%. If we're when we're in Boulder and we're all together, let's go. And I just want to see Jared's reaction, because my friend Josh was the same way. I was like, hey, man, his mind works, you know, crazy fast as well. And I was like, what was your experience? And he goes, dude, I was tripping out for the first half hour, no lie. And then he goes, but then all of a sudden, I'm breathing heavy. And then he goes, I'm out. Like, I was so focused on the breathing and where I was at, and I was freaked out. And he goes, I was unconscious after that, and I enjoyed the rest of it. I think that would happen to you. I think that would happen.
No, totally I wouldn't breathe fine. Heavy.
I'm gonna be chill, dude.
I would breathe heavy.
I would let that motherfucker soak and see the world. Dude.
Yeah,
like,
I'd probably piss.
I'm gonna try and travel to Mars and that.
I cracked hey, 30 seconds to Mars, code.
Oh, I love that band.
I think I'm a scientist.
I love that band.
Yeah, but I will say this. So there was a video you watched beforehand, and they said, look, you know, you can't control what you're thinking about in there. And a lot of the things that I guess if you would call it dreaming about or thinking about was things that were going on throughout my week where I was like, oh shit. And then they would lead to something else. And it was like, it was like a trail for me where I was like,
did it
oh,
feel like
fuck.
You were high a little bit? Like, you like, man, I feel like I'm
100%. And then even after I got out of there for the next 2 hours after that, I felt like it was a euphoric high that I like.
You know why you tripped me out, dude, is the fact that like people talk about meditation being like this, and I've never fucking taken the time to try and meditate.
I have, and I can't do it. Yeah, no, I can't meditate. Yeah,
because
I'm not forced into something.
Right, you're not forced. Yeah. Right. The isolation chamber and what I've been getting from it, I read about after Ross talked about last episode, it's we're so overly stimulated in this world. Like, I mean, that's kind of
right
humanity, but like especially now with the digital age, like
oh, yeah.
the second literally I guarantee everybody in this podcast, the second they wake up, they reach for their phone. If their phone is not where it's supposed to be, they're freaking out, like looking like trying to swim in their fucking bed trying to find their phone. We all fucking do it. It's like
all of us.
You need that.
I get drunk, I swim.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and there's that whole thing of fear of missing out,
where
that disorder
it?
Like
the FOMO is crazy because we
FOMO
all do that.
Is real. Yeah,
everybody. So
where is it? What did I do?
Oh God, it's weird.
But
man.
Yeah, you need that stimulation. So,
so imagine it's all taken from
it's
you.
It's all taken from you, and you have no outlet to like. I could potentially.
We don't even
be
know what
that.
Our minds really want to think about right now until we actually get into that kind of.
I feel
shit.
Like it would be good for writing for us.
Oh, dude, that's exactly yes. all I'm thinking. 100%. I imagine the shit that would pull out of our brains.
Right. I feel like I'd write a lot.
Me and Matt right now are working on this crazy song that he just gave me a concept that blew me away, and I think that's where I'm like, man,
delicious.
Something like that would pull out some weird shit.
Dude, it'll work. It'll like I'm telling you because it's
we want to drop a track harder than Justin Bieber, you know?
We're gonna drop some tracks
harder than
So I think if you guys did what would you say, Jared? What did Jared
say?
I said we're gonna
drop some tracks. What?
I think he's getting drunk. Are you getting a little drunk?
We're gonna
drop some tracks.
Welcome back, Tipsy Taylor.
Yeah,
I'm not tipsy.
Taylor.
I'm not tipsy. I'm not tipsy. You guys fucking stop being douches.
Tipsy Taylor.
I'm gonna call 11 on you. I'm gonna tell her to fuck you up.
Jared, Tipsy Taylor.
Taylor.
I've got 11's cell phone number. I'm texting her right now.
Who?
11. From Stranger Things. You watch Stranger Things yet, Matt?
No.
Ah, oh, still amazing on Netflix. Still amazing.
Still amazing.
Still, sorry. Still my favorite show of the year. Hey, by the way, Jared, real quick, before we get to the drinking bro of the week, I watched JonBenet Ramsey's brother on Dr. Phil today.
I don't have cable, so I didn't get to see that.
It's on basic cable. If you have rabbit ears.
Jesse sent me a warning. She was like, you have to watch this today. I was like, I don't have cable.
JBR's brother is doing a three-parter on Dr. Phil before that documentary runs. Weirdest fucking kid I've ever seen, by the way.
But she said he's the one that did it.
Wait, he's saying he killed JonBenet?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet.
No,
we don't
Jesse
know. Jesse, my wife says
man,
it.
Man, you guys are fucking my mind right now.
My wife has claimed for years that
Heather,
the brother did it. Yeah.
That
the one who plays Heather
calls
in Rain
fat.
Rain. Yeah. Yeah.
Heather that calls me fat.
So we'll see. I'm the real one. This documentary that's going to air this fall, though, they're supposedly going to give their theory of who did it. So that one I'm looking forward to because I think the brother's just going to go through this interview and be like, "Nah,
hey,
I didn't get credit yet?
Do I get credit yet that I predicted that?
No, you don't. You don't because you were supposed to call the FX one after OJ Simpson. You didn't do that.
Yeah, but still, I'm still saying, hey, guess what's new and popular? JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, you did. Look, you were a big JBR fan, and we love you for it. I could see you as a little pageant dad, just getting right
behind
them.
I'm not a fucking Paget dad.
You are. You're a little
get the
Paget
fuck
dad.
Out of here.
You're a little Paget
dude,
dad.
Choke
I can
on
see
a
it.
Fucking cock.
I can see
wow,
it.
Wow. I've never heard you talk to him
hey,
like
hey,
that.
Hey, it's toddlers and Tiara Taylor, dude.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's no, it's not.
Come at me, bro. Come at me.
Franklin,
no, that's
Franklin, you heard it now.
Franklin,
Tiara Taylor.
You motherfucker, Franklin.
I want your face in like a little Tiara Taylor.
No, Franklin. Franklin, you are not allowed. You are not allowed, Franklin.
Franklin Chambliss, make a meme of toddlers and Tiara Taylor with a little
yeah,
a
toddlers
tiny,
and Tiara Taylor.
I'm just
Taylor.
Saying this. I know a guy.
Yeah.
He is a guy.
We know a
Franklin,
guy. You could be the little
I know
honey
the same
boo-boo.
Guy. Franklin, you better not boo-boo. Fucking do this.
Oh, toddlers and Tiara Taylor.
I will drink out of a gas can.
Franklin knows from the beginning there's no boundaries. Franklin knows
none.
There's no boundaries.
Nope. Yeah. None. Yeah, little toddlers and Tiara Taylor just
when
strutting
I saw
his
Pussy
stuff.
Destroyer, I realized that real fast.
There's nothing. Yep. There's nothing like a sweet welcome back to single life than a meme that says, "Hey, this guy's awesome. He's charming. He's a pussy destroyer."
Bro, I tell you, I'm talking to this. I'm talking yeah. to that one chick, and she's like, "What?"
I just found a meme
yeah,
about you
she
online.
Goes, "What's this?" I was like. Well, I didn't make it. Like, how do you
that was
explain
Franklin.
That?
That was Franklin.
I love when we say shit in the podcast and you forget because it's like
yeah.
It
just, I do that every day.
We're buzz
oh, no,
as
yeah,
shit.
And you wake up to Franklin and it's just like fucking a yeah. sorority house and fucking
dude.
You know,
I woke
oh
up to texts the other day, like 5 texts from different people that said I'm not racist but I hate Iraqis, and I was like. What does that mean?
Oh, fuck the show.
What does that mean?
I missed
and then
that episode.
And then I go, I was like, a question mark? They're like, you said that on the podcast. I was like, oh.
I get shit like that too, yeah. Oh. There's shit on the podcast we're like,
whoops.
Oh, fuck, we were drunk.
Whoops.
That's a testament. Wasted. We're keeping it real.
Hey,
you know?
Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. For
and,
sure.
And honestly, and we do not censor anything.
There's no censorship.
No.
We don't
it was
censor
like,
this.
We tried to censor one thing and it didn't even happen. So we're like, oh, shit, it's on there.
It wouldn't fit, so I used a shoehorn. Like, I got that one.
I think we pulled one episode, but that wasn't because of content.
No, we were super trash.
That was because...
That was my fault.
We had a technical issue with all of it, so that's
oh,
the only
that's
episode
right,
we pulled.
Right.
But normally we just let it go.
I was way hammered.
We want to be us. We want to be
yeah.
on the show.
We want to be us. We want to be us.
I was telling someone that today. Someone today was telling me that, Ross. They're like, hey, do you guys film it live? Like, no. I was like, oh, so you guys edit it? I was like, no. Whatever we say,
no.
whatever we say
yeah.
goes.
Yeah.
And then we said shit, we were like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some times I've woken up like, oh, fuck, what did I see last night? All right, I guess I'll figure it out on Thursday.
Yeah, well, that's literally what it is, because you get texts, memes, all that shit, and you're like, oh, fuck, that went down. And I have a feeling toddlers and Tiara Taylor is going to stick for a while.
No, that's not going to stick. That's not a nickname.
So
listen, it's not a nickname at all.
Jared,
I don't think that is ever going to stick with anyone.
Don't fuck with the triple T, dog. The
yeah.
No one is gonna
jump on that train. Like
yeah.
everybody,
yes,
everybody.
They are. Yes,
I think
they are.
Everyone's gonna be against this one. I think this is the nickname.
Triple
I will
J, Triple T, dude.
No.
Toddler
digging your own
Taylor.
Grave
No.
Right
I think, yeah. I think I'm gonna survive this one. I am confident that no one is gonna think this is funny.
You
no,
kidding me?
No, are you?
This
you've
is hilarious.
Lost it.
Can we
yeah.
get you an address?
What?
Yes. Can we put you an
will
address?
You
no,
wear
a sash?
Will you wear a
I mean,
sash on stage at Freedom
be,
Fest?
There might be a VHS that exists of me and another dude singing.
What?
That I was in a dress with another guy
what?
In eighth grade.
What?
We,
the fuck?
This is how we don't edit our
yeah.
show.
We were singing the Titanic theme.
Who was
no,
in front? Who was in back?
It's not. It's not
the arms of an angel. It's my heart will go on. My heart will go
it's
on.
It's my heart will go
no,
on.
It isn't.
I'm wearing a dress. There's a video that exists out there. I'll put that on now because she threatened me about a year ago.
Oh,
like,
that's so funny.
I still have this tape. I was like, cool. That's
I
funny.
Got one threat like that from college.
I might have kissed the guy.
No,
maybe.
You fucking
what?
Didn't.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why are we just knowing now?
Yeah. What?
I've known you for 4 years.
Why are you kept
now,
from us?
Now is the time to tell me that?
No, I mean, I didn't really kiss him.
So you forced
like,
his mind
to see? I have my hands there.
What?
What's the song, Jared? What's the fucking song, Jared?
My heart will go on.
How does that go?
How's it go? Sing it.
My heart every night in my dreams.
That's it. That's the song. That's the fucking song.
That is a child's horror movie that I deserve to come out of your fucking mouth.
Can we stop this tonight? Can we be done?
Oh my God. I'm taking your power away because a year ago she was like, I still have this video.
Your power away. Like we're all rape victims.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's so gross. It's so good.
Oh.
You gotta listen.
Jared Taylor's taking back the night. Like we're all rape victims.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's crying. He's literally crying right now.
Hey, the way to take the hate back is we record that in you in a dress singing that song.
Yeah,
right now. Yep. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. I ain't kissing another dude though. I mean, I did that once.
Oh boy.
Woo! All the way up.
All the way down. That's a shameful moment.
Listen, I saw on the meter it was an hour. We were good.
We could have stopped.
It's an hour, 4 minutes, and 55 minutes now. That was a bad move.
Milk
was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice.
Toddlers and Ciara Taylor went down.
That's not my nickname.
We're kissing dudes in the eighth grade is okay.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying shit.
Franklin.
What?
Oh, boy.
I can't.
Oh my!
I was just trying. You know what I was doing in the eighth grade? I was fucking every piece of furniture in my house.
Yeah.
Imagine it was a woman. I was kissing dudes.
I was masturbating to my mom and stepdad's 1970s porn. Yes. Where it was like there was more bush than I had outside in the fucking yard.
What?
Jared's reenacting Titanic with his neighbor.
He's in a dress kissing a dude. Fucking Titanic.
It wasn't a real kiss.
Did you throw your necklace overboard afterwards, Jared?
Oh my
Jesus
God. Christ! Did you ask him? Did he ask him to draw you in this and only in this?
The arms of an angel.
If somebody gets a charcoal painting of Jared naked on a couch in the Titanic,
I wish we had someone filming
money.
Jared. He's dying. He doesn't know what to say.
We need to get Jay to draw him just like the fucking.
No, like
from Titanic, but naked.
Oh, yeah.
Naked. I don't want it. Oh,
boy, we're going to call it here, kids. We're going to get to the drinking bro of the week. The drinking bro of the week was submitted by Gus Hollis.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Hold on. Please tell me it's not a sad drinking bro.
No, it's not. I was just going to say, thank God it's not a sad one. I want to nominate Christina Rowley for drinking bro of the week. Last night on her way through North Carolina, she stopped to bring me kolaches, which is a native Houstonian. Any native Houstonian will understand the miraculous nature of these simple, delicious, meat-filled pastries. That's the thing, kids. You can submit anybody for Drinking Bro of the Week. It doesn't have to be sad. You can be happy like this. Congratulations, Christina Rowley.
Hey, that's what we go back to, man. Small gestures to someone can be extraordinary to others. So fucking keep being Drinking Bros. Keep being fucking awesome. And let's look out for each other and fucking have a drink, whether it's water, lemonade, or a lot of booze like we might be doing. But we love you.
Absolutely.
Fucking guys. We love
cheers.
You.
Cheers. Cheers. And on that note, grab your bro, head to the bow of the ship, and sing My Heart Will Go On for Mr. Matt Best, Rocco, Toddlers and Tiara Taylor. I am Ross Patterson, and we are out of here.
We're out.
Bye.
My heart will go on.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.